Hi, this is Lawrence, licensed agent with Medicare and Recorded Line. Did you want to go over your 2026 Medicare plans and see what's new for you this year?
I just want to know if I know what I've got on my A and B, but I just want to know why people down in southeastern Oklahoma can't get nothing.
Well, let's take a look at it. Let's take a look at it. Can I start with your zip code first, please?
74523.
74523. Thank you for that. Let's see if we can help you out today. And I'll see if I can help answer some questions at the very least. Okay, 74523. Is that Choctaw County or Pushamatawa?
Yes, Choctaw County.
All right.
I try to get help from y'all from this, and I can't get nothing done.
Okay, well, I'm going to hopefully I can change that. Let me read this really quick, and then we'll jump right into it. And I'm so sorry. You said that's Choctaw County?
Yes.
Okay.
No, Push County. I'm sorry. Push County.
Push County. Okay. I see here. All right. Let me see what I have here. All right. Let me just read this really quick, and then we'll jump right in. Before we begin, Medicare requires to let you know that we do not offer every plan in your area. We currently represent three organizations which offer 19 products in your area. You can contact Medicare.gov or 1-800-MEDICARE for all available options. Okay, and just for compliance purposes, ma'am, if we get disconnected from this phone call, do you give us permission to call you back?
Yes.
Okay, all right. Let me see if I can at least, you know, shed some light on everything for you. But I do have a few basic questions for you to see what you're eligible for. My first question for you is, do you make your own healthcare decisions, or does a family member or even a social worker help you with that?
Yes, I do.
You do. Good, good, good for you. How about, are you currently in a nursing home or a long-term care facility?
No.
No, okay. And I don't need them this minute, but do you have access to your medication bottles?
Well, not right now. They're in my bathroom.
Okay. As long as you can get to them, we don't even worry about that, as long as they're somewhere available. And then my last question for you, and this is going to where I can see what you qualify for, do you have your red, white, and blue Medicare card with you?
Yes, I do.
Okay. If you can just go ahead and pull that out and read the number below your name. It's a series of letters and numbers. That way I can find you in the system here and we can go from there.
Well, like I said, I've done went through all this Medicare stuff. They told me I was going to get so much first of the year, not receive nothing. So, you know, I just thought I'd been lied to.
It sounds very frustrated, and I definitely want to, at the very least, I can't make any promises, but at least I'll hopefully shed some light on everything. I really want to see if we can help you out today, okay? I'm sorry you kind of been through that. Sounds like you've been through a little bit of the ringer there. Okay, so whenever you're ready.
Okay, 2, C and cat, G and goat, 3, E and elephant, T and Tom, 0, M in May, A in apple, 9-4.
9-4. Okay, one second here. Give me a second. Let me look that up, and then let's try to shed some light on this situation, because you seem like you've done this a few times and not got any good answers here.
That's right.
Okay, and it looks like I'm speaking to Miss, is that Tremla Jocelyn?
Tremla Jocelyn, yes.
Okay. Thank you, Ms. And just before we continue here, I do need to ask you, before I look at the information in our system to determine your eligibility, do I have your permission to proceed?
Go ahead.
Okay. All right. I just want to confirm some basic information. I have your first and last name. I have your date of birth as August 16th, 1952?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, you're a Leo. I'm a Leo. I'm August 5th. All right. And then we still have the address 114 Colley Road at Antlers, Oklahoma.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So let's see what we have here for you, and then let's see if we can make some sense of it. I'm sorry you kind of been put through it a little bit, it sounds like here. And while I'm looking that up too, are you on any kind of state assistance, Medicaid, anything like that?
No.
No. Okay.
It says I'm not able to get Medicaid.
Okay. Yeah, that goes through the state. Let's see here. This is kind of more on the federal side, but let me see what I can find here for you. And it looks like you're on Medicare Parts A and B. Okay. Now, you said you, someone said you weren't eligible. What were you not eligible for exactly?
Well, I asked about this money several times. Supposed to be getting, Social Security supposed to be getting, and I was supposed to get $100 and something back in my checking account that I have not done that first year. I was supposed to get $75 with a deal for food that I didn't get. You know, I get tired of being lied to.
Okay, well, maybe you've been misinformed. I'm sorry to hear that. And like I said, I can't speak for anyone else. I can only go with what I see in front of me. So let me just kind of, I'm pulling a little bit of the clues up here now. So it looks like you are currently enrolled in a UH or United Healthcare plan. Does that sound familiar? AARP,
yes.
Medicare Advantage. Okay. And it looks like before, and I'm going to pull yours up, and then I'm going to kind of break down exactly what it's, at least what it says it's supposed to do. Now, does it always do that? You know, that's a whole other question, but I'll tell you what it says it's supposed to do and then see if there's anything else available for you, okay? So let me just get myself set up on my end, and that way I can at least kind of present what's available, okay?
Okay.
All right. And I'm so sorry you guys have been through all this. I definitely want to at least try to, you know, find a positive at the end of this, or some light at the end of the tunnel, I should say.
Well, I know our president tells everybody that Social Security is going to get so much, but he even lies. Because I know several people down here needs it and can't get it.
Yeah, well, I would definitely like to help you out with that. Okay, so this is what you're supposed to be getting, okay? Your United Healthcare plan, it's an HMO. It looks like a good plan, without, at least what I see on paper. It's costing you $36 a month out of your Social Security. Are you aware of that?
No, I told me it was free.
According to what I'm seeing, it's $36 a month. So I would just check that out on your Social Security statement, see if that's getting pulled. I do see here that you do get, you're supposed to be getting OTC every quarter. Do you know what OTC is?
No.
OTC just stands for over-the-counter products. So those are what you're talking about, your grocery cards or food cards. Those cover things like, and I'm just going to read out what it says you have particularly. It says $70 credit per quarter for OTC products like vitamins, pain relievers, first aid supplies, and more in-store or online. So that's what you're supposed to be getting. Now, that's once a quarter. I'm sorry?
I'm not getting it.
Okay, well, yeah. Well, this started for you at the beginning of the month. Have you checked your mail? Has it come through in the mail for you?
I have checked my mail every day.
Okay, and you never received a packet with your card or anything like that?
Nope.
Okay, so maybe that could be the issue. Maybe it's just it got lost in the mail. I'm just speculating. I don't know if that's the case. Because it shows that you're currently enrolled in that. And, yeah, you do have OTC. Now, I'm also pulling a few other options up here that I can see if we can find some more money to put in your pocket. Let me see here. That's not good anything. Okay, I'm so sorry. I'm going to give you 1 second here. Let's see here. Because, yeah, you are enrolled into that plan. And like I said, you should have received something. It usually takes about a week to get everything mailed out to you. So I don't know if something got lost in the mail or whatever the case is, but you are on a plan that does give you OTC currently. At least, like I said, that's what it's saying. Now, obviously, if it's actually doing it, that's a whole other question. Let me see here. While I'm loading some of this stuff up, I have a question for you as well. As far as doctor's office visits, things like that, how often are you going to the doctors? Do you go quite often? Maybe just once when you need to?
When I need to.
Okay.
But I'm going to tell you right now, I'm Choctaw, and I go to Choctaw Nation doctors.
Gotcha. Okay. On the reservation.
Because I cannot afford to go to another doctor and get some medicine that I can't afford.
Yeah, I want you to be able to afford your medicine. Okay, I'm just looking at it, Ms. Jocelyn here, and this is the only thing I can really do because, hold on. Give me 1 second here. I might be able to find some on this back end here. Let me just pull this guy up. So, yeah, I definitely want you to put some, I definitely want to see if we can get you some money in your pocket here. Because we all need it right now. I can understand.
Yeah, because I'm stuck at home because of the storm. And I can't even get to the grocery stores right now because it's so slick to get out of my driveway.
Oh, I'm sure. And I don't want you on those roads if it's that bad. You got to be careful.
Yeah. Okay. Well, it's about 3 inches or more ice on top of snow.
Okay. Like I said, I don't see you. There are plans for you, Ms. Jocelyn. The only thing is that you're, based off what I'm seeing, you're in the best plan that's available that gives you the most money back. The fact that you haven't received your package since, because you, it looks like you enrolled before, at the end of sometime last year, at the end of the year, because this started at the beginning of January. So January 1st is when your plan went to effect, but you're saying you haven't got anything back. At all.
I'm not getting nothing back.
Okay, and then obviously the address that you have on file is the 114 Collie Road. That's your address, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Only thing I can tell you, and I'm going to have to, this probably isn't making you feel any better, I have a phone number that I can give you directly to United Healthcare, and you can, and let them, because I'm going to tell you what you have right now. You have $70 that you're supposed to be getting in OTC. So $70 per quarter that pays for, products that you can use at the store. That's what you're supposed to be getting. So every quarter just means every 3 months, obviously, you know that. So every quarter you should be getting a $70 OTC card. Okay. Here's a phone number for United Healthcare. You just let them know, hey, just give them your name. They'll have your information on file. Give them your name and just say, hey, I signed up. This should have been something I started at the beginning of the month. I haven't received anything. And see if they can kind of give you a reason why and, to let them know, can I access my grocery OTC stuff now as soon as possible? Because, a lot of that stuff they can do online as well. But call this phone number here. You can even call them right now because they're open till 8 o'clock. Let me know when you have a pen and paper ready. I want to give you a phone number.
Got it. I'm ready.
All right. It's 877-596-3258.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Like I said, based off of what you're currently, and just so I can leave you with at least something to work with when you talk to them, based off what you have, you should be getting $70 in OTC every quarter. So ask them about that. And as far as what you're currently in, based off of what's available for you, you're in the best possible plan for your area. So, but if it's not working, then it ain't doing, if this doesn't work, then it ain't the best plan. So, let them know you haven't received anything and you need to know what's going on because you were expecting to have that for you sooner than later, okay?
I sure will because, like I said, they tell me they're going to do this and they're going to do that. I've been trying for years to get help and I can't get it.
Yeah, I'm sorry to hear. I don't like hearing that. I'm so sorry. I really want you to be in a better situation. So give them a call. Like I said, it just could just be a simple clerical error. They just didn't get it mailed out properly. Hopefully that's all it is. And then you can start taking advantage of all your benefits. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thank you for your time, Ms. Austin. You have a great rest of the day and good luck on that.
Thank you. You all do right. The same.